弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想刚刚练慈姊妹讲到，我们下一个月是赞美月。
Sister Nancy just shared with us that next month is the month of praise.
那弟兄姊妹，我们定这个并不是随便定的。
We did not just designate it as the month of praise randomly.
因为有太多基督徒生命里面基本的拳脚，我们常常忽略了。
Because many Christians we lack the basic practice.
那以至于我们一次又一次的，我们听了很多的信息。
So, even though we heard many messages,
可是我们缺少在生活里面，我们真实的去操练，去活出它来。
But we lack practice in our daily life.
你看我们九月份讲到奉献月。
The month of September was the month of offering.
十月讲到信心。
And the month of October was the month of faith.
这个月我们讲到感恩。
And this is the month of Thanksgiving.
我想弟兄姊妹，你不用举手回答。好，我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And I want to ask you a question.
在过去的这一个月里面，十一月份里面，你真正从心里面跟神感谢过超过三次以上的，你自己心里面举个手好了。
Okay, you can raise your hand within your heart if you gave
thanks
to God. 好，感谢主，已
经有人举手了哈，很好，感谢主。
More than three times in the month of November.
你真正从心里面说，耶稣，我谢谢你，我为了什么人或为了什么事，我感谢你。
That you really tell God from the bottom of your heart, Lord, I thank you for certain person or certain things.
弟兄姊妹，在我们生活里面太多的事情值得我们感恩了。
There's so many things to be thankful.
你看，像我们上个礼拜到佛罗里达，神让我们看见在那边有一班倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹，我就为了他们感谢神。
Last week we went to Florida. We saw a group of Christians who love the Lord, and we really thank God for them.
礼拜四晚上，神给我们这么好的一个感恩的聚会。哎呀，我回到家里面就为了这件事情感恩。
And then Thursday night, the Lord gave us such a wonderful Thanksgiving meeting. And when I went home, I thank God.
那么多的小朋友、小家伙，两三岁的就在那边唱，把天上的乌云、心里的忧伤要赶出去。
It was so joyful to see these little children singing.
虽然我不知道他们懂不懂什么叫乌云，什么叫心里的忧伤啊。
Even though I doubt they know what they were singing.
可是他们唱完了以后，我自己就觉得里面所有的愁苦真的都过去了啊。
But after they sang the songs, and I felt all my worries and sorrows were gone.
我们感谢神给我们这么多小可爱的天使放在教会里面。
And we thank God for giving us such wonderful angels at church.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨坐在这里，我仍然坐在这里感谢神。
And this morning I was giving thanks to God too.
能够给我们有机会一同来朝见神。
That the Lord gave us another chance to come to meet him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们最近一连串在讲一个美好的证据。
We've been talking about a good report recently.
真实的信心它一定有证据。
Because a true faith will bring about good report.
因为真正的信心它一定在生活里面会有不同的表现。
Because true faith will bring different manifestation in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，我们相不相信圣经上马太福音十八章神给我们的应许，说无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Do we truly believe the promise given in Matthew chapter 18? Two or three of you gather together, I'm in your midst.
相信的请举手。
Raise your hand if you believe it.
感谢主，都举手了哈。
Praise the Lord.
那不相信的请举手好了。
And raise your hand if you do not believe it.
那么相信好了，我接着问第二个问题。今天早晨你来之前，你预备好你的心是要来朝见神的，请你举手。
Now my second question, when you come to this meeting, are you ready to meet the Lord?
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很诚实的话，很多时候我们忘记了。
If we are honest, we have to admit sometimes we forget.
我们是一个非常习惯性的来到教会里面。
We come to meetings with, just as a habit.
我们没有像要去见总统或是见一个我们最敬爱的一个人那个心里面的准备。
We do not prepare mentally as if we're meeting someone very important or someone very dear.
我们有没有预备好我们的心是要来遇见神，是要来听神今天对我说话。
Are we ready to meet God and to listen to what he has to say to me?
我们里面有没有预备好说主今天要借着这个聚会你要再一次的来改变我的生命，来影响我的生活。
Are we prepared to be changed by the Lord through this meeting?
我有没有预备好了像圣经上说的，凡是来到神面前的是他赏赐那一切寻求他的，我今天一定会在主的面前领受祝福。
Do we believe that he will reward those who earnestly seek him? Therefore we will be blessed today.
预备好心今天来神家拿礼物的请举手啊。
Raise your hand if you are ready to be
rewarded today. 感谢神，真的感谢神，真的是要这样子。弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样子去预备我们自己。
We need to prepare ourselves this way.
这两天的报纸你打开来看，就看见他们说礼拜五是感恩节后的第一天，是大血拼，大 shopping day.
If you read the newspaper, you will see Friday was the biggest shopping day of the year.
哎呀，我看那个报纸上人半夜就去排队耶。
And some people would line up outside the store from midnight.
我忘了Sears还是那个 Target 发那个十块钱 coupon， 你只投一百个人。他发十块钱 coupon。
I don't know it was whether Sears or Target they gave out $10 coupon for the first 100 customers.
我看那些人挤在一起，那个伸手就像逃难的那个样子，一模一样。
And we see a big crowd fighting for the coupons.
他们为着一个礼物，他们半夜就去排队了。
They were willing to line up starting from midnight for a coupon.
而那些的礼物都是转眼就过去的。
But those gifts they don't last.
而那些礼物，就算说你一个东西原来是300块钱，今天卖100块，那也不过省个200块钱，对不对？
If you say you just saved $200 for something,
我不是说两百块不重要，而是弟兄姊妹，我们有没有预备好了？每一次来到神家，有属灵的礼物，神要赐给我们。
I'm not saying that $200 is not important, but in the same way, are we prepared to receive spiritual gifts from the Lord every time we come to see?
为了让你们专心聚会，怕我踢翻水，我拿远一点。我突然发现他在我脚前。啊，弟兄姊妹，我们有没有预备好真的带着信心来到神的家里面？
Are we prepared with faith to come to God's house?
当我这样讲的时候，我自己也常常问我自己。
And I often ask myself the same question.
哎呀，很多时候主一提醒就不一样。
When the Lord reminds me, everything will be different.
很多的时候唱诗唱到一半的时候，圣灵突然提醒我有没有用心灵和诚实来唱诗歌。
Sometimes when I'm in the middle of singing a hymn, the Holy Spirit will remind me, are you using your heart?
当我刚刚一下子把自己再调回来到诗歌歌词里面去的时候，
Then when I refocus myself into the hymn,
and then 你唱到说，我虽然不知道在未见我的前途将如何。
When I sing, even though I do not know about my tomorrow,
虽然我不知道在未见主之前我还要遇见什么试炼。
I don't know how many trials I still have to go through before I meet the Lord.
然而我却深知道我所信的是谁。
But I know whom I believe.
也知道他能够保全我所交付他的。
And believe that He's able to keep that I have entrusted in Him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一在心灵和诚实里面唱的时候
，Whenever we sing in the Spirit and truth,
我里面感觉就完全不一样。
And totally different feeling.
哎呀，刚才唱到说，主耶稣，我羡慕活在你的面前。
And when we say, Oh Lord, I long to live before you.
里面讲到，无论我感觉、我思想或是我什么，如果这个没有你的事物的时候，不要叫我快乐。
When thinking or loving things besides you, don't give me the happiness.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把自己一放进去的时候，就都不一样。
When we place ourselves in the hymn, everything will be different.
所以我们何等希望主在我们的生活里面，我们真正是成为一个有信心的人。
How we wish that we could be men of faith.
真有信心，我们的生活一定不一样。
True faith will bring about different life.
真正有信心，我们跟神的关系一定不一样。
True faith will bring different relationship with God.
那真正有信心，弟兄姊妹，我们的生活方式，我们整个人生的价值决定不一样。
True faith will bring about different life values.
真实的信心也让我们在一切的拣选的里面会有不一样的拣选。
And true faith will cause us to choose differently.
今天我们要进到第五个题目。
Today we'll go, we'll look at the fifth, number five, a message.
讲到信心与敬虔的生活。
Faith and a godly life.
弟兄姊妹，这是跟我们在座每一个人都有关系。
And this has to do with every one of us.
如果你打瞌睡，请你醒过来啊。
If you're falling asleep, please wake up.
如果你不注意的话，请你注意听，因为这篇的信息决定影响我们的人生。
Please pay attention because this message is very important to our lives.
什么叫做敬虔？
So what is godliness?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要在脑筋里面就想到一个好像一个 monk, 一个修道士。
When we think about godliness, don't think a monk.
那英文的翻译直接就翻译的 godly, 就是像神一样。
Godliness means to be like God.
敬虔讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
It's our relationship with God.
敬虔讲到我们对神的态度。
And that's our attitude to God.
敬虔讲到我们在这位伟大的神面前人该有的生活该尽的本分。
And that's our responsibility and lifestyle before this mighty God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真有信心的话，我们一定过敬虔的生活。
If we really do have faith, we will live a godly life.
跟我们外表那种有人专门去训练你怎么样子敬虔的外表啊。
Some people, they train to have a godly lifestyle.
啊，圣经该怎么拿，走路的步伐大概多远一步啊。
They teach you how to act godly, how to hold your Bible, how to walk.
啊，咳嗽要怎么咳？打喷嚏要怎么打
？How you cough and how you sneeze.
跟人握手应该什么样子的态度？ Or, 有人教这些的。
Some people teach how to shake hands so that you will act godly.
但是圣经上不是要这些。
But Bible does not require that.
圣经上是要我们跟神之间要有一个对的关系。
The Bible demands that we have right relationship with God.
我们对神要有一个正确的敬畏的态度。
That we will have a fearful attitude toward God.
我们在神面前该有的，因着知道我们所信的是谁，而我们过敬虔分别为圣的生活。
Because we know whom we believe, therefore we are consecrated and live a godly life.
我们一起读一段的圣经，提摩太前书第四章。
Let's read a scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第七节。
Let's start with verse 7.
读到第十节。
Through 10.
要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神。好，读到这里啊，在这里讲到要操练敬虔。
It says here to practice in godliness.
他说敬虔凡事都有益处。
Because godliness is of value for all things.
因为有今生和来世的应许。
Because it's holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
保罗讲到这里好像还不够一样，他要加强的说，他说这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And as if it's not enough, Paul even further emphasized saying that this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
他觉得这句话应该强调再强调。
He feels that he has to emphasize more and more.
敬虔不仅仅是影响来世，更是影响我们也影响我们今生。
Because godliness not only affects our life to come, but also this present life.
它不仅仅会影响我们今生，也会影响我们来世。
Not only impact this present life, but also eternity.
保罗讲完的时候，他说这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Then Paul further emphasized saying that this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
啊，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
我们再翻过来读第六章。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们一直读到第十一节。
Let's read through verse 11.
我们请一起来读啊。
Let's read together.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。好，十二节的上半，你要为真道打闹美好的仗，持定永生。好，我们就读到这。在这里特别说到敬虔加上知足的心，是一个非常蒙福的事情。
And here it says, godliness with contentment is great gain.
后面讲到一种对比的生活。
And then Paul gives a contrast.
他说到许多人被愁苦刺透。
That many people were piercing themselves with many griefs.
只要贪就一定苦。
If they greed, they will grieve.
不管你贪什么。
Doesn't matter what you're greeting for.
啊，不管在感情上，在钱财上，在我们今生的拥有上，任何的事情，你只要贪，就结局就是愁苦。
If you're greedy, you will have griefs, whether in relationships, financial, or anything in this life.
圣经上说到贪财是万恶之根。
The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils.
所以到那十一节的时候，保罗劝提摩太说：“你这属神的人。”
Therefore, in verse 11, Paul beseeched Timothy says, but you, man of God.
Man of God.
Man of God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒或是有心追求主的人最好听的一个名字之一啊。
This is the best title for Christians or people who want to pursue the Lord.
Man of God.
Man of God.
属神的人。
Man of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们基督徒最大的 honor.
And this is
our 我们不是 man of this world.
We are not men of this world.
我们更不是属于撒旦的人。
And we are not of Satan.
我们是属神的人。
But we are of God.
所有属神敬虔度日的人，他都要逃避这些事情。
Anyone who wants to live a godly life shall flee from all this.
好，我们的圣经读到这里啊。
And this is our scripture reading.
那弟兄姊妹，我们现在在讲信心。
When we talk about faith,
信心会叫一个人在生活上有完全不同的表现。
Faith will cause us to live a different life.
一个非常明显的影响就是他会过敬虔的生活。
The biggest impact is that this man will live a godly life.
一个真实的信心会把今生跟永世把它连接起来。
A true faith will connect this present life with eternity.
因为我们知道所有的生活形式不是只为着今生。
Because we know whatever we do is not just for this present life.
今天我一切所做的将来要跟神交账。
Anything we do today will have to give account when we see God.
这是第一方面。
So this is the first aspect.
第二方面，今生我一切所做的有永世的果效。
And anything that we do in this life has an effect in eternity.
它影响了我在永世里面的结局和奖赏。
It will affect the ending in eternity and also our reward.
所以哥林多后书第五章在这里告诉我们，我们行事为人是凭着信心。不是凭眼见。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that we live by faith, not by sight.
弟兄姊妹，一句话带过去了，但是你知道这句话多大吗？
You know how great is this verse?
我们这个人天生的就是容易活在眼见的里面。
Because naturally we live by sight.
人看人看外貌。
When we look at people, we judge by the outward.
人追求外面的成就。
We pursue outward success.
我们这个人看这个信心是受环境的影响。
And our faith is affected by our situation.
神说病好了，可是我们看见病难过，这个环境在那边，我们的信心就软弱了。
God says you're healed, but we look at our situation and we feel sorrow.
神说你的祷告怎么垂听了，可是我们的环境 nothing happened.
And then God would say, oh, I have answered your prayer, but we look around, nothing happened.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你的子孙要多如海边的沙，他生不出来。
And then God promised Abraham that your offspring will be numerous as sands on the seashore, but yet he has no children.
弟兄姊妹，凭信心不凭眼见，不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to live by faith, not by sight.
但是保罗却告诉我们，我们真就是属神的人，就是凭信心不凭眼见。
But Paul says, we men of God have to live by faith, not by sight.
他告诉我们，我们众人有一天都要在基督的台前显露出来。
Because he says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
叫个人按是，我给大家空格，应该答案是什么
？That each one may receive.
个人按着什么或善或恶受报，答案应该是什么？什么
？We're talking about
按着本身所行的啊， each, 不是按着你所在的教会。
That each man will receive what is due him for the things done while in the body.
也不是按着那位绊倒你的人。
It's not according to your church.
也更不是按着你的爸爸妈妈。
Or according to the person who stumbled you or your parents.
也按着本身所行的。
According to the things done while you're in the body.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，这是叫做信心。
And this is faith.
我知道我今天所有做的事情，有一天我要跟永生神交账。
I know that one day I have to give account for everything that we do today.
而我信心的果效是在永恒的里面。
So the effect of our faith is actually lies in eternity.
所以有人说，圣经上说你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Therefore, the Bible says you reap what you sow.
你不要自欺。
Do not deceive yourselves.
因为我们骗不了神。
Because we cannot deceive God.
但是很多时候我们骗我们自己。
But a lot of times we deceive ourselves.
我们觉得我们这么说这么做没有人知道。
We feel we say this and we do that nobody knows.
但是圣经上说你骗不了神的，但是你也不要骗你自己。
The Bible says you cannot deceive God and please don't deceive yourselves.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
We reap what we sow.
有一次我们到北京去的时候。
One time we went to Beijing.
这个中国人很流行用各样的话，这个对句啊。
Chinese like to have like sort of like poetries.
然后我们经过一个工厂的时候，他门口就写的，他说：“你今天工作不努力，明天努力找工作。
”And one time we passed through a factory, and then it says, "If you do not work hard today and tomorrow, you will be looking for a job hard."
那弟兄姊妹，其实真的这些话都是有它几分真实性，对不对
？And these sayings all have some truth to it.
那今天属灵上更是这样。
It's the same with spiritual sayings.
今天我们在神面前不敬虔度日的话
，If we do not live a godly life today,
弟兄姊妹，不光将来收的，就是我们今生所种的。
Not only that, in the future we will reap what we sow today.
其实就在我们今生
，But even in the present life,
我们已经在收我们所种的了。
We will be reaping what we sow.
如果你这个人是常常抱怨，常常喜欢埋怨，不喜欢帮助别人，非常自私的一个人。
If you are a selfish person who complains all the time,
你就会难怪别人跟你保持距离。
And then you will not be surprised when people try to keep a distance from you.
你是一个自私、常常犯罪的人。
If you are a selfish person who commits sin all the time,
你今生就已经在收犯罪而给你的结果。
And then you will be reaping the sinful results.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情是最绝对、最真实的。
Because spiritual things are very real.
所以真实的信心一定把我们今天所有的生活跟永世连接在一起。
So true faith will connect our present life with eternity.
所以有人说，今生这一生你所有的遭遇和经历。
Some says all that you go through in this present life.
好像一本书的前言。
It's like a prelude, a preface of a book.
我们看书有没有人看前言？看
吗？ Do you read the preface when you read the book?
你整个这一生不过写前言，真正的内容在永世里面继续写下去。
Because all the present life is but a preface of a book. The real thing comes with eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今生太重要了。
So this is our present life is so important.
真实的信心就一定带领我们进入敬虔的生活。
So true faith will bring about godly life.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上刚才保罗劝提摩太说，贪财或是想要发财的人，好像到最后他会被许多的愁苦试透。
Paul advised Timothy that anyone who wants to get rich will eventually be pierced with many griefs.
他说到你这个属神的人要逃避这一切的事。
So you men of God, flee from all this.
那讲到要过敬虔的生活，两方面要做。
When we talk about godly life, two things we have to pay attention to.
在消极方面，我们要逃避一切会让我们不敬虔的。
Passively, we need to flee from all things that would hinder us.
而在积极方面，我们要真正的去操练过敬虔的生活。
And actively, we need to practice a godly life.
那弟兄姊妹，我不晓得有没有人被蛇咬过。
I don't know if anyone's been bitten by a snake.
中国人说，一朝被蛇咬，他朝怕草绳，对不对？
And then there's a Chinese saying that once you are bitten by a snake, you'll be afraid of even ropes.
你如果曾经被蛇咬过了哈
If you ever got bitten by a snake,
你下次看到蛇你就会逃避它
And the next time when you see a snake, you will flee from it.
你所有可能会蛇出现的地方你都会远离它
You'll try to avoid any place that has snakes.
可是弟兄姊妹呢今天非常稀奇的事情就是那些不敬虔的事犯罪的事叫我们堕落的事情我们里面没有防备
But yet today, we are off guard.Toward those things that will cause us to corrupt and fall.
我们容许自己去接触它。
We allow ourselves to get close to it.
我们容许不敬虔的言谈靠近我们。
We allowed godless chattings to come.
所以我们很容易就常常不小心滑跌了。
Therefore, we easily fall into it.
去年当 SARS 出来那么严重的时候。
Last year, when SARS was very serious.
我们只要看见有人发烧，我们就要远离他，对不对？
We try to avoid anyone that has fever, right?
那么飞机场任何公共的机构里面只要有人发烧我们大家都会怕大家都要远离它
We try to avoid anyone who has fever in public places
因为你知道这个东西可以把我们的生命给取掉的
Because this might take away our life
但是弟兄姊妹我们对不敬虔的事情我们里面常常缺少这种戒心
But yet we lack this kind of alertness
所以保罗劝提摩太劝到一个地步说你要远避世俗的虚谈
Therefore, Paul says, flee from world, godless chatters.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很认真的把圣经上告诉我们的生活
，If we pay attention and be serious about the life that Bible teaches,
跟我们实际过的生活
，and then look at our actual life,
或是我们下一代孩子们他们现在正在过的生活
，or the lifestyle of our next generation.
如果真把它实化一下的话，我们里面会害怕的。
If we really look at it and compare, then we'll we would be alarmed.
我们相信在座没有一个父母亲愿意把你的孩子送到有传染病的人中间去的。
I'm sure none of the parents is willing to put your child in a contagious place.
可是我们却常常忽略了我们今天孩子们或是我们自己每天所接触的东西。
But yet we fail to pay attention to what we come in contact with in our daily life.
保罗劝我们第一件事情要远避，要逃避。
So Paul says, flee, run away from them.
你不要以为逃避是没出息啊。
Don't think that's an act of cowardice.
我靠主凡事可以得胜的。
Don't brag and says I can do all things through Him for strengthening.
我应该可以去尝试尝试，然后来证明我里面的生命胜过他。
I can go and test the life within me.
那弟兄姊妹，那保罗书信就要请你写的，不是保罗写的。
But then you can write the epistles, not Paul.
因为我们比保罗还属灵。
Because we're more spiritual than Paul.
连保罗这么属灵的人，他都对一些事情，他一再讲到逃避、逃避、逃避。
Even a spiritual man like Paul keep on saying flee, flee, flee.
他连有一些人跟人中间的 conversation， 他都说要远远的逃避。
Even some conversation between people, he says flee.
你看看多少人因为谈话而对主失去的信心。
So many people lose their faith through talking.
多少人因为一些不健康、一些不正面的谈话，而他不肯来聚会了。
So many people are affected by unhealthy talks that they don't come to church anymore.
那多少时候我们的孩子因为交错了朋友，跟他们谈话在一起，而他们出去了。
So many of our children fall because of their friendship with ungodly people.
他们为什么会抽烟？为什么会吸毒？为什么会犯罪？因为交错了朋友。
Why do they end up smoking, taking drugs? It's because they got wrong friends.
不是爸爸妈妈没有教孩子们要做好。
It's not that their parents never taught them.
不是我们没有为他们祷告。
It's not that we never pray for them.
但是弟兄姊妹常常就是因为所接触的，因为没有界限、没有范围，而他们受到了污染。
But a lot of times they're corrupted because they fail to set the boundary.
这个我不晓得加州特别 Bay Area 是不是很糟特别糟糕的环境啊。
I don't know if Bay Area is worse compared to other places.
那个我不管去东岸去别的地方，我常常发现这些父母亲，他们的孩子们好像都非常优秀啊。
When I go visit other churches at other states, it seems that their children are all very nice.
我就问他们说你们怎么带的？他们说我们也没特别带啊，他们就是读书读得很好。
And then I would ask them, how do you raise your children so nicely? And say, I don't know. They're good students.
他们有没有像在这边的孩子们这个穿的衣服都这么 fashion?
And then they don't,
这么讲究 fashion?
They're not that fashionable as children here.
这个可是你看湾区这边好像很普遍的现象。
But then in Bay Area, it's so common.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要为着我们自己，为着我们的孩子都要祷告的。
We need to pray for ourselves and our children.
因为今天金钱是影响今生，也影响来世的一件事情。
Because godliness will impact not only this life, but then the life to come.
它比我们孩子读什么学校、学不学钢琴、学不学这个更重要。
Godliness is much more important than the education and trainings our children receive.
保罗说这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，你们一定要注意，要在乎。
And Paul keeps saying that this is trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
因为敬虔凡事都有益处。
Because godliness has value for all things.
因为有今生和来生的应许。
Because it holds promises for this present life and the life to come.
所以当一个孩子或当我们自己不敬虔的时候。
So if we live an ungodly life.
弟兄姊妹，那个亏损是大的。
The loss is great.
那敬虔第二方面说到要主动的去操练它。
And on the other hand, we need to actively practice it.
我们知道没有一个人不经过操练可以打进奥运的。
Because nobody gets into Olympics without practicing.
那不可能的。
It's impossible.
他们几乎是从小就开始的。
They have to start training when they're young.
有一次我看到一个很有名的小提琴家，我那个名字讲不出来。
One time I read about this famous violinist.
他都已经到95岁了。
And he was in 95 years old.
他每天拉他小提琴练习练六个小时。
He still practices his violin 6 hours a day.
人家问他说：“你为什么95岁的你还每天拉六个小时？”
So some ask him, "How come you still practice 6 hours a day? Now you're already 95 years old."
他说：“我每天都还在进步中。”
He says, I'm still making progress every day.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他为什么能够成为一个一代的大师？
So you see why he becomes world famous.
因为背后他一直的操练。
Because he keeps practicing.
那我们那天还在讲到说，教会很多孩子都去同样一个 Amy 老师家学钢琴了。
The other day we're saying that many of our children learn from the same piano teacher.
那为什么有的孩子弹得很好，有的孩子弹得不好？
But then some excel and some don't.
弟兄姊妹在乎操练。
It's up to their practice.
我从小其实很喜欢音乐，虽然我五音不全。
Even though I cannot carry a tune, but I love music.
我记得我小的时候，这个因为我们那个时代是没有什么人家里面有钢琴的，没有什么有风琴，更不要说钢琴了。
Because when in my childhood there was hardly any family who have organ or piano.
可是我从小就很羡慕会一种乐器。
But I always admire someone who knows how to play an instrument.
所以我那时候就常常站在旁边看我们的老师或看我们同学在那个风琴上面，哇，那样弹，好羡慕他们。
So I often stood by my teacher or friend who were able to play piano.
那我记得大的时候有也不是这个我们结婚以后有一次在我们家有一个福音聚会。
I remember after we got married, one time there was a gospel meeting at my house.
那有一个姊妹，她非常会弹吉他。那天她弹吉他，我们唱福音诗歌。
And that day, a sister was playing guitar and was singing gospel hymn.
那聚完会的时候呢，我就把那个吉他呢抱在我的身上啊，姿势都对了。
And after the meeting, then I took up my guitar and my poise, my position was all correct.
甚至还把一只脚踏在板凳上面，什么姿势都摆对了。
I even lift one leg and everything just looked great.
我到现在都能够想象到那个心里面那个不过瘾的感觉，那种遗憾的感觉。
And I could still feel the sorrow in my heart at the moment.
我拥有的琴，我拥有的一切对的姿势，可是我却没有办法去发表我心中那个伟大的感情。
I have a good guitar and then I posed correctly, but yet I could not express my feeling.
因为我没有机会去操练它。
And I have no chance to practice it.
弟兄姊妹啊，所有任何方面，你要能够驾轻就熟，你要能够真正享受他的祝福。
Anything you want to excel and be blessed,
背后一定有操练。
Requires practice.
那圣经上说到敬虔，居然是要操练。
And the Bible says train.To be godly.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Says physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，敬虔是需要操练的。
So we need to train ourselves to be godly.
这个有一次，练习的弟弟啊，他是篮球校队，他教我两个儿子打篮球。
One time, my brother-in-law taught my sons to play basketball.
那时候两个孩子还很小，刚刚开始学篮球。
And my kids were young; they were starting to learn basketball.
我就听到他舅舅对两个孩子讲，他说：“你知道这个 NBA 的球员 Mike Jordan 他们怎么样子练球吗
？”And I overheard my brother-in-law told them, "You know how NBA players like Michael Jordan how they practice?"
因为孩子们一开始练球就很想学他们那种花招啊、转啊，就可以丢啊，哈。啊，这个翻身投篮呢，什么都想要学那些这个难度很高的动作。
Because when kids start learning basketball, all they want to do is to do some fancy moves like those players, star players.
他们说，他们这些球员最开始学习的时候，就是你不管在球场任何的一个角度、任何的一个地方，你就是要先练习投篮，能够把它投进去。
And then, but then my brother-in-law told them that. They start out with shooting the basket from anywhere on the court.
他们每一天至少投几百个甚至上千个球，就是从各种的角度丢丢丢丢丢，要学习把它丢进去。
They have to shoot 100 times or even 1,000 times.
最基本的操练完了以后，才开始教你这些复杂的动作。
And this is their basic training.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常就是羡慕很多那种成果、那种表现。
But today we always admire some fancy results.
但是我们却忽略了背后的事情。
But we ignore what they put their effort behind the scenes.
敬虔决定需要操练。
Godliness requires training.
那我在这边提的五件事情。
So five things we want to train ourselves.
就是当我们在操练敬虔的时候，信心怎么帮助我们
？So how we exercise our faith when we train ourselves to be godly?
信心第一件事情，让我们把这件事情当回事。
Faith would cause us to be serious and take this thing seriously.
不然的话，如果你没有用信心的话，很多的道理为什么我们不去实行？因为我们没当回事。
A lot of things we heard, but we don't practice because we do not exercise our faith and we don't take it seriously.
如果不是政府在这里告诉我们说现在 SARS 正在流行，少进出公共场合，碰到发烧的要跟他保持距离，弟兄姊妹，我们不当回事。
If the government did not warn us about SARS and then pay attention and stay away from people who have fever, we might not take it seriously.
那政府如果不告诉我们说妇女们最近晚上不要出去，因为最近有一些这个暴徒出现强暴妇女，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们忽略这些事情。
If the government did not warn us, women to stay away from the streets at night because they're night stalkers or rapists, we might not take things seriously.
信心不仅仅让我们当回事。
So faith would help us to take things seriously.
而且信心让我们在这个贫乏、好像很乏味的操练过程里面。让我们还能够持续下去。
And faith will help us to be persistent in mundane practices and routines.
因为很多时候我们都有心愿。
A lot of times we do have the desire.
像我们下个月赞美月31篇赞美的这个祷告。
Like the next month is the month of praise, and we will have 31 passages of praise verses.
我们可能会有心愿想要操练。
We will have desire to practice it.
但是我可以跟你们保证，在操练的过程里面，你一定会碰到觉得很乏味的时候。
But I promise you, you will feel bored or frustrated when you practice.
你会觉得读完了以后 ，nothing happened.
You might feel nothing happened or no feeling.
或者我觉得我不想赞美啊。
And I don't feel like praising God.
因为姊妹，这个十九节的信心可以让我们持续下去。
And at this moment, only faith will cause us to endure and be persistent.
而且信心能够让我们真正的得到。神所应许的祝福。
And faith will enable us to receive the blessing from God.
时间的关系，我这五个点我不可能提哈，因为这五个点讲到读经上、祷告上、聚会上、奉献上跟侍奉上。
So in five areas we can practice in reading the scripture, praying, to go into the meetings, offering and servicing.
然后我试着完成头两个好了。
I'll try to cover the first two.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不管是读经，不管是祷告，这不是我今天的主题啊。
Praying and reading the scripture is not my topic today.
要讲读经，我们可以讲好几堂的。
We can spend many Sundays talking about reading the scripture.
我在教会光讲祷告的信息已经起码十几堂了。
I have covered prayer in more than 10 messages.
但是我今天的重点是讲到在敬虔的操练上，我们怎么样子用信心来配合。
But my emphasis is how we practice.Train ourselves to be godly by exercising faith.
我们在座很多的弟兄姊妹常常读经，常常祷告。
Many of us read the scripture and pray often.
太好了。
That's great.
这都是敬虔的操练。
And this is a training in godliness.
这都是敬虔的生活。
And this is a godly life.
但是今天我只要强调说，信心怎么样子在这些的敬虔的事上能够扮演他该有的角色。
But my emphasis is how faith plays role in training to be godliness.
能够给我们带来该有的祝福。
So that it will bring about the blessing.
当我们讲到读经，讲到祷告，
When we talk about reading the scripture or praying,
我们随手敛来就可以敛来好几个为什么要读经，为什么要祷告。
We can easily list all the reasons we need to pray or read the gospel.
甚至我们可以啪啪啪讲得这么快，翻译都来不及翻译的。
We can talk about it so fast that there's no time to translate.
啊，圣经是我们属灵的粮食，圣经是我们行路的亮光，圣经是神建造的蓝图，圣经是我们征战的兵器，对不对？圣经是，你看我讲了这么多。
Okay. God's words is the bread of life, is the light to my path, and then it's the weapon in spiritual warfare.
少了一个建造的蓝图，对不对？
And it's God's building plan.
还是我们生活的准绳。弟兄姊妹，你讲圣经的重要，每一个人都可以讲。
It's the guidance of our life. There's so many important points.
底下的问题就是 why not? 为什么我们没有读？
But now the question is, how come we don't read the scripture?
弟兄姊妹，当然一方面是因为我们没有真正尝到读经的甜头。
Probably it's because we haven't tasted the goodness of reading the scripture.
你看过小孩子吗？你给他一碗这个红豆西米汤，甜甜的。
Just look at children. If we give them something sweet,
你给他一小块西瓜。
Or a piece of watermelon.
他吃完以后他会说什么
？And after they taste it, they will say.
这个一定都懂，就是生三个孩子的爸爸妈妈都在这，还要。
They'll say more.
还要，他一定讲还要。
They will say more, more.
那弟兄姊妹呢？为什么我们都知道读经的重要？为什么我们读经生活不能常常不能持久
？But we all know it's important to read the scripture. Then how come our Bible reading schedule does not last?
我们都知道祷告的重要，但是我们常常忽略祷告。
We all know it's important to pray, but we often neglect praying.
弟兄姊妹，当然一方面我们没有尝到它的甜头。
Probably it's because we did not taste the goodness of them.
它真好，我们就会来。
If they're really good, we will come forward.
它真好的话，人家要。挡住你都挡住不了的。
If they are really good, we have to go forward and nobody can stop us.
就像很多人说信了耶稣很怕，因为要来教会。
Some people say, oh, they are afraid of being Christians because they have to come to church.
我们常常跟他说，你如果真知道什么叫做聚会，那个聚会能够给你带来的好处，就没有人可以拦住你不来的。
But if they really know the goodness, the benefit of coming to church, then they cannot be stopped.
但是另外一方面是因为我们为什么尝不到甜头？
And then there's another reason why we have not tasted the
goodness. 因为在这一切金钱的操练里面，我们忽略了信心。
Because we neglected faith while practicing.
希伯来书作者在希伯来书第四章第二节告诉我们，他说有很多人一样听了神的话，听得到。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that many people have heard the messages.
他说因为但是所听见的道与他们无异。
But the messages that they heard was of no value to them.
为什么两三百个人一起听到，很多人听得到，对他没有帮助
？Like 200 or 300 people will listen to the same message, but this message was of no value to some.
当我们在敬拜的时候，圣灵明明在这里运行，可是有人好像绝缘体一样，没有感觉。
When we worship God, the Holy Spirit was here, but then some just could not feel a thing.
他告诉我们那个原因，就是因为没有信心与所听见的道调和。
But then the book of Hebrews tells us because those who heard did not combine it with faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，太多的基督徒读经，他们非常忠心的读经。
Many Christians faithfully read the Bible.
太多的弟兄姊妹祷告，他们非常认真的祷告。
Many Christians faithfully pray.
但是很多的时候，我们动口，我们却没有动情。
But a lot of times we use our mouths, but we did not use our heart.
我们开口祷告，我们迫切祷告。
We pray with our mouths.
可是我们的情感，我们没有动。
But we did not use our heart or our emotion.
那我们动了情了，却不见得动信心。
We use our feeling, but we did not exercise our faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是经历的话，我相信你们真有经历，就知道我在说什么。
I'm sure if you have the experience, you know what I'm talking about.
一个人可以大声疾呼的祷告，甚至流泪的祷告。
A person can pray out loud, even with tears.
但是却没有信心在里面。
But yet, there's no faith in their prayer.
因为那是他一个当时情绪的发泄。
Because it was only an emotional expression.
他非常的愁苦，他向神呼求。
Because the person might be in deep grief, and then he's crying out to God.
他非常的受伤，他向神这个痛苦。
Oh, he's deeply hurt, and he wants to show his
sorrow. 他有一个很大的需要，他在那里呼求。
And he has a great pain, a need, and he's crying out.
不见得有信心在里面。
But yet, there's no faith in it.
啊，听了一篇道，我们觉得非常的满足。
Sometimes.We're satisfied when we hear a message.
但是不见得在信心里面接受。
But we might not receive it in faith.
弟兄姊妹，有信心跟没信心在金钱的生活里面差太多了。
It will make a drastic difference with faith or without faith.
读经，我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，读经最重要的一件事情。
I often remind brothers and sisters the most important thing when we read the Bible.
借着读圣经来遇见那位说话的神。
That through reading the scripture we meet God who is speaking through the book.
圣经上斩钉截铁地告诉我们，圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that the scripture is words of God.
圣经都是神的灵所默示的，是神吹过气的。
All the Bible scriptures is breathed.Upon by the Lord, inspired by God.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我们打开圣经读，跟我们坐在主的面前听主对我们说话，这是两个不同的境界。
So read, open up the Bible and reading and listening to what the Lord has to say to us are two different things.
那为什么我们常常不想读圣经呢
？Why is that sometimes we don't feel like reading the scripture?
因为我们把它当一本书，当一个教训。
Because we treat it like a book, like some doctrine.
没有那个个人的关系，没有 personal relationship.
And there's no personal relationship in reading the Bible.
为什么孩子们忍不住的要上 IM 去看 email?
Why is that young people love to read, read the email or go on IM.
因为每一个 IM 的 window pop up 的时候，是一个人，是他认识的朋友。
Because every IM window represents a person, someone they know.
他借着打字，他在跟他交通啊。
Through typing, they're having fellowship.
他为什么会去看 email？ 我们在座的弟兄姊妹一天 check email 好几次的，对不对
？Why do we check email many times a day？
因为每一个 email 都说到有人正在想要跟我沟通。
Because every email represents someone who tries to communicate with us.
但是我们常常就是读圣经，却没有把圣经当作神说的话。
But then when we read the Bible, we don't treat it as God wants to talk to us.
我们没有把读经当作神今天要借着我的读经要对我说话。
We don't think that God is trying to tell me something through the Bible verses I read today.
所以很多弟兄姊妹常常问我说：“余弟兄，你读经的秘诀在哪里？”
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters will ask me, "Brother Yu, what's your secret of reading the Bible?"
我说圣经里面讲到读经最好的一句话是以赛亚书55:3。
The best verse to describe reading the scripture is Isaiah chapter 55.
你们当就近我来。
Says, "Give ear and come to me."
侧耳而听。
Give ear.
就必得活。
Hear me, and your soul will live.
弟兄姊妹，这是读圣经最重要的一个态度。
And this is the most important attitude while reading the scripture.
你不是来到圣经面前。
You don't just come before the Bible.
你是来到一位说话的神面前。
You come to God who speaks.
你借着打开圣经。
Through opening the Bible.
让那位今日仍然在说话的神借着圣经对我们说话。
The God who still speaks today speak to us.
我相信在座很多弟兄姊妹都有同样的经历。
I'm sure many of us have similar experience.
在你人生碰到困难，碰到需要做决定的时候。
At a critical moment that you need to make a decision.
你不需要像别人那样翻开圣经纸头随便一指。
You don't need to randomly open up the Bible and point some verse.
你只要照着你每天正常的读经进度，你就发现神那天在圣经里面对我们讲话。
If you just follow your Bible reading schedule,Then you will find God's words, God's guidance.
当我们里面真正对神充满了渴慕的时候
，If our heart is full of desire for Him,
你像读情书一样那样子迫不及待地打开圣经
，Then we will open up Bible as if we're reading a love letter.
你决定发现神今天可以借着你读的圣经来喂养我们。
And you will be satisfied through the verses that you ought to read today.
来满足我们心灵里面的需要。
That our needs will be met.
很多时候我们读圣经。的生活可以被属灵书籍来替代。
A lot of times our Bible reading can be replaced by spiritual books.
这已经是很好很好的基督徒了，对不对
？But those are good Christians already.
至少不是被电视、被 IM、被 video game 替代的。
At least it's not being replaced by video or IM or TV.
现代的 next generation 的人，很少人真正好好读属灵的书。
The next generation, it's hard to find anyone in the next generation who reads spiritual books.
我们喜欢读属灵的书，我们喜欢读解经的书。
We love to read our spiritual books or Bible concordance.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们却忽略了读主的话。
But yet we neglect God's words.
有人说这些书不是不好。
Those books are not bad.
但是你去读那些书，就好像穿着鞋子去洗脚一样。
But then reading those books is just like washing your feet with shoes on.
或者穿着袜子在那里洗脚。
Or washing your feet with socks on.
没有那么直接的果效，而且不过瘾。
Without direct impact and result.
应该就是直接面对面，坦然地来到神的话语面前。
Rather that we come directly face to face with God.
所有参加过我们教会圣经研读班的都知道，我在每一次上课之前一定提到读圣经最重要的两件事情。
Anyone who came to my Bible class before knew that I always remind brothers and sisters before every class.
要借着读经遇见那位说话的神。
That we ought to meet the Lord who speaks through reading the Bible.
要借着读圣经，让主的话改变我们的生命，影响我们的生活。
Through reading the Scripture, may the words of God transform our lives and change our lifestyle.
每一次读，如果带着这样子的渴慕
，If every time we read the scripture with such desire and longing，
哦，主耶稣，让我遇见你
，Oh Lord, that I want to meet you。
主，我的心渴慕你，求你对我说话。
And my heart longs for you. Please speak to me。
为什么大卫说我切慕你的典章，甚至心碎呢
？Why is that David says my heart is is broken from longing your words and ordinances?
难道大卫是为了不懂得怎么做人、怎么生活，他而心碎吗
？Is that because David did not know how to act and how to behave?
No, 因为他知道话，圣经神的话是神，那位说话的神。
Because he knows that the words are from God who speaks.
太初有道，道与神同在， 道就是神。
At the beginning, there was a word. The word was with God. The word was God.
你真在神的话里面， 我们决定可以遇见神的。
In the word, we will meet God.
所以他想念神的话， 就好像想念神一样， 想念到他心碎了。
Therefore, he longed for God's words as he longs for God until
哎呀，
弟兄姊妹，
我真的请求弟兄姊妹， 千万不要放弃我们读经的生活。
Don't give up our Bible reading.
你把它当作一件道理， 一本书去读的话， 我们就是被仇敌骗。
If we're reading it as a doctrine, we're deceived by the enemy.
我们需要在敬虔上操练自己。
We need to train ourselves to be godly.
当然你不需要像高雄有一个弟兄， 他真的很可爱， 他每次读经的时候， 他一打开圣经， 先对圣经鞠一躬， 才开始读。
I heard there was a brother in Kaohsiung. Every time he opened up the scripture, he would bow to the Bible before he started reading.
我想从台湾来的， 我不知道中国大陆怎么样， 台湾来的， 我们从小就是， 老师一走进教室， 班长要说起立。
Because when we were young in Taiwan, we always have to stood up when the teacher entered the classroom.
老师走到讲台上的时候， 敬礼， 全班跟老师敬个礼。
And then we had to bow to the teacher before class starts.
然后才开始上课。
And then the class would begin.
那这位弟兄他原来是当老师的， 他说我上课， 学生跟我敬礼， 我现在来到神的面前， 我当然跟神敬礼。
And then so this brother says, I used to be a teacher, and then the students will bow to me before class starts, and now before I read the Bible, I want to bow to God.
我们不需要学他外面的动作， 但是我们应该佩服， 应该学习他敬虔的态度。
We don't have to learn the form, but we need to learn from his attitude.
为什么有的人一打开圣经， 就好像把天打开来了一样。
Some people, when they open up the Bible, as if they open up heaven.
他能够从神的角度看见圣经的话。
That they could see from God's point of view.
好像这么一个开就把天开了， 他可以遇见神。
As if this opening of the Bible is an opening of heaven that he could see and meet God.
那为什么许多时候我们打开圣经的时候， 觉得读不下去？
But then a lot of times when we read the Bible, we can't keep reading.
弟兄姊妹需要操练。
We need to train ourselves.
而在操练里面最重要的一件事情就是信心。
And the most important thing in training ourselves is faith.
我们在信心的里面就近主来， 侧耳而听。
Come to the Lord and hear with faith.
弟兄姊妹常常可以借着， 神就借着圣经对我们说话。
And the Lord will speak to us through the scripture.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
要用信心调和。
That we will combine everything we hear with faith.
一个藕粉， 一个灵芝水， 冰糖丢进去了。
And then we might have some ingredients to make drinks.
但是冰糖如果你不去搅和它的话，
But if we do not mix them,
它就没有办法进到整个的里面去。
And then the sugar will not
在我们整个的生活， 读经也好， 祷告也好， 我们聚会里面也好，
Whether we're reading the scripture, praying, or in the meeting.
我们常常得不到祝福， 是因为我们缺少信心。
A lot of times we're not blessed because we lack faith.
我们得到的祝福有限， 是因为我们没有好好把信心整个搅合在我们所听见的道， 所读的圣经里面。
Or we receive only limited blessing because we did not combine everything with faith.
当我们真的凭着信心在那里搅和的时候，
But if we mix everything with faith,
主我赞美你， 你说你是我的牧者， 我必不致缺乏。
Lord, I praise you because you told me that you are my shepherd, I shall not have any want.
我就把我一切所缺乏的现在告诉你， 你要负责供应我。
Therefore, I present all my needs before you, and then you will be responsible to provide.
他领我到青草地上， 带我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me to green pastures and the quiet waters.
弟兄姊妹每一节圣经我们就用信心来调和它。
Let's mix every verse with faith.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷， 也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear no death.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
哎呀， 弟兄姊妹， 当我们真用信心的时候，
We've really exercised our faith.
每一节话都要给我们带来大的祝福。
Every verse would bring about great blessing.
我们可以在这里遇见那位说话的神。
We will meet God who speaks.
我想我今天的信息就停在这里。
I will end my message today.
但是我们读一定要用信心。
But let's use faith.
信心让神的话活过来。
So faith will activate and make alive God's words.
都不是二手货。
So that it's not second-handed.
所有的东西对我们来说都成为真的了。
So everything will become real and live.
虽然我们所领受的讲出来跟别人讲的也都是一样的。
Even though the message that we say will be the same as others.
但是经过我们信心以后就不一样。
But after it goes through our faith, it will be different.
它是真实的。
It will become real.
有一个美国人，他很喜欢学中国人绣毛衣啊。
This American person who likes to knit,
like, 勾毛衣。
Who likes to knit.
那他也很喜欢中国字，所以有一天他跑到餐馆里面去照了相，回来就照着在里面编他的毛衣。
And then she loves Chinese characters. So one day she went and took a picture of a certain Chinese character and she started crocheting her sweater.
啊，做好了以后就很生气，穿着她的衣服。
And then after she finished, she put on her sweater.
上面八个字，漂漂亮亮。
8 characters, very neat, nice.
价钱公道，美味可口。
Price is good and it tastes good too.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们读圣经会不会读成这个样子？
I hope we don't read the Bible like this.
别人怎么说，我们照着 copy 就是了。
Whatever people say, we just make a copy.
但是我们从来不知道我们自己在说什么。
But we never know what we're talking about.
可是如果我们是面对面遇见神。
But if we meet God face to face.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的读经生活会不一样。
Our reading, scripture reading will be different.
我下次讲的时候，连祷告、连聚会、连我们的奉献、我们的侍奉，信心增进去。完全不一样。
Next time, I'll cover our prayer meeting, offering, and service. If we use faith, everything will be different.
有冰糖跟没冰糖是太大的差别。
Just like with if a cold drink with or without sugar,
makes
a big difference.
没有冰糖，你怎么搅和它不会甜的。
Without sugar, it will never become sweet.
有信心跟没信心是差太多的。
So it makes a big difference with or without faith.
那么有了信心再去调和，在信心的里面再去调和，跟不调和又是一个大大不同的果效。
And it makes a difference if we mix it or without mixing with faith.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
那我们在敬虔的里面，在信心的里面来操练敬虔。
In faith, let's train ourselves to be godly.
那我们整个生活不一样。
So that our life will be different.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
主啊，就连我们闭眼睛低头祷告的时候。
When we bow our heads and close our eyes.
你都帮助我们知道如何来运用信心。
Help us to know how to exercise faith.
知道我乃是借着信心来到神的面前。
To know that we come before God through faith.
主啊，我们在这里求你帮助我们。
Lord, we're asking that you will help us.
在这一个弯曲悖谬的世代里面。
In this perverse and crooked generation.
当夜也越来越深的时候。
When the night is deep.
我们需要你来保守我们的心，甚至保守一切。
We ask that you will preserve our heart.
救我们远离，也知道如何来逃避一切不敬虔的言行。
Help us so that we will know how to flee from all ungodly chatters and life.
更让我们在信心的里面知道敬虔何等的重要。
And so that we truly know how important it is to live a godly life.
因为它是有今生和来生的应许。
Because it holds promises both for the present life and the life to come.
让我们学会来操练敬虔。
Help us to know how to train ourselves to be godly.
不管我们读经，不管我们祷告。
Whether we are reading the scripture or we're praying.
哦，主耶稣啊，我求你把能够真正的信心赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we pray that you will give us real faith.
让我们借着读经真来遇见你这位说话的神。
So that through reading the scripture, we get to meet God who speaks.
让当我们每一次祷告的时候，我们真是在圣灵的里面与你来相会。
That every time we pray, we meet you in the Holy Spirit.
我们来聚会的时候，我们真知道神就在我们的中间。
When we come to meetings, we know that God is among our midst.
而让我们在侍奉的时候，我们知道我们无论做什么，是在为主而做。
That when we serve, we know that whatever we do it for the Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
特别在这岁末的时候。
Especially in the time of year end.
我们为着过去我们失败的日子，我们亏欠的日子，我们都求你来赦免我们。
We pray that you will forgive all our failures.
求你也帮助我们前面每一个日子在你的面前过得有意义、有价值。
And further help us to live every day ahead of us with meaning and value.
真是将那个活泼的信心赐给我们。
Give us living faith.
让我们生活行事是凭着信心，不再凭眼见。
That we will live by faith, not by sight.
也让我们像摩西一样，如同看见那不能够看见的主。
That we will live like Moses to see God who is invisible.
知道你永远与我们同在。
To fully be assured that you are with us always.
你的眼目从岁首直到年终都在我们的身上。
That your eyes on us from the beginning to the end of the year.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.